The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
I'm Bill Gross. Recent Time magazine article titled "Rethinking Home Ownership" has been making the rounds, claiming that home ownership might not be such a good idea after all, but not everyone agrees with that. The Wall Street Journal recently rebutted the Time magazine article in a piece by Brett Ahrens. Now, Brett writes an online personal finance and investment column for the Wall Street Journal, and he joins us now on Real Estate Today. Brett, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Good to be here.
So, the title of that recent article is 10 Reasons to Buy a Home. Now, we're going to run down the full list a little later in the show, but give us a quick recap of why you think it's still a good time to buy a house.
Prices have come down a long way, and you can get a good deal. Don't just look at the average prices. I mean, you can be quite aggressive on price. I mean, there are a lot of people out there who are desperate to sell. Banks are desperate to sell. You know, there are very few buyers out there. They will take a competitive offer. You know, there's a lot of choice around. You know, it's a great time to be shopping for a home because, yep, you know, there are so many on the market. Mortgages are cheap. I mean, you can get, when I wrote the column, it was about 4.3% for a 30-year mortgage. You know, and of course, this is fixed. This is 30 years. And, you know, you get a tax break on the interest. You know,
yep,
these are historic lows. These are historic lows. Unless we get out-and-out deflation in the economy, like they had in Japan, like we had in the Great Depression, unless we get out-and-out deflation, these are probably, I hesitate to say the bottom. You can never call the bottom in a market. But, you know, I am willing to wager that 10 years from now, you're going to look back on the people who got, you know, a 30-year mortgage at 4.3% and say, wow, they got a really good deal. I may be wrong, but the odds got to favor that. You know, owning is better than renting. I mean, bluntly, you can do what you like. You can not just paint,
yeah,
it, you can redecorate it, you can remodel, you can do everything. You can add an extension. I mean, you know, it's renting can be fine up to a point, but there's a limit to what you can do, with the property. And, of course, you know, it feels different to own. It feels different to own. I remember many years ago traveling around on a campaign bus, as it happens, in northern England. Now, people over here were aware that Margaret Thatcher, her sort of signature achievement in England was to take the council homes, the homes that were the basic public sector housing, and sell, mm-hmm, it to the tenants. People were able to buy their public sector home. And I remember touring around one of these estates, and my guide, a local guy, said, you can tell the homes where the people have bought. He said, because they've painted the front door. It's the first thing,
yeah,
they do. And it was a very, very sort of telling sort of image, as it were, that people feel differently about owning their home. I mean, I own my own home. I mean, I'm always amazed. I sort of laugh about the number of reporters who write about, home ownership is dead, but actually own their own home. The only ones who don't tend to live in New York, where, as I said, things are very expensive. So, you know, there are sort of psychological benefits. And there are further economic benefits. You know, owning your own home is risk capital and it's inflation protection. That seems odd, but actually what's interesting is that home prices over the long term have outpaced inflation by, it depends on the numbers used, but 1 or 2%. They've,
mm-hmm,
operated a little bit like, a TIPS, an inflation-protected government bond. They've beaten inflation over the long term by 1 or 2%. And so there is basically inflation protection. You are putting a substantial sum of your net worth, as it were, of course your life, in an asset that is likely to keep up with inflation by the time you retire. Maybe you need to retire, move south, and you want to cash in. You know, maybe it won't have made you rich, but it will have held up. You know, this is a very valuable form of protection. So these are some of the benefits that, you know, I think don't get a lot of attention. We knew about these things when, you know, the real estate market was booming. When the real estate market collapses, no one wants to hear it. But the same things are true, and some of them, in the case of getting a good deal on prices and so forth, are
right,
more true than they were, of course, 5 years ago.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.